And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, 4840 WWCR, right here out of Nashville, Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great one for you. The lowdown on aspartame. We'll talk about it tonight in the health bill. You know, if your body prospers and your soul prospers and you're in good health, you make a viable, good fill-in candidate for the Creator. If you don't feel good, and you're using things that's detrimental, although you may not know it. A lot of these things, ladies and gentlemen, are placed in our food chain, and unbeknownst to us, they don't even have to tell you a lot of times until it kills several million people. You know, if it gets bad enough, then they will back off, apologize, and, you know, they never pay you any compensation, that's for sure. But what is compensation if you're not worth anything to the Creator? If you don't feel good, you can't present a good testimony. Artificial sweeteners. Now, if this message gets on your toes and you use artificial sweetener, don't take offense, because you alone, bottom line, the lowdown here, is that you yourself, no one else, are responsible for what you put in your body. Now, it would be great if we could have such disciplines about us that we could only put what Yahweh created into our body. But we've got these slick scientists, marketing agents. You know, you see a good can of beer as they advertise it. You know, it's up in the Rockies usually, and you're down here in the valley, and you're hot, and you don't feel good, and you see this advertisement about beer, and they don't tell you about the hardeners they put in it that eventually hardens your liver and stops your kidneys. They don't tell you about that. That comes later after a few cans of beer. Well, they don't tell you about artificial sweeteners that are marketed by the same slick advertisement agencies with the promise that it'll control your weight. Now, when you really study what it really does, it has the exact opposite effect on you. Just like the Bible says, they promise you liberty, but you come captive to their advertisement. And the mass majority of people who consume these artificial sweeteners do so to either lose weight. You know, you have these models, just like the Marlboro man. Remember, he died of lung cancer. But when he was making big money in this advertisement, he was that, you know, that cowboy that came out of the West riding the horse and getting the girl, and good-looking guy and lean and mean and all those things that they do in advertisements, slick advertisement. He smoked Marlboros, which is one of the highest toxicity cigarettes that you can smoke. But now, folks, he's dead. He contracted lung cancer, and when he was diagnosed with lung cancer, he changed for this reason. He wanted to tell other people that he had convinced to smoke Marlboros. It's now the number one cigarette sold in the world. And probably because it has the highest nicotine content, probably. If they come out with something stronger, that'll probably take over, because, you see, you smoke for the nicotine, and that's habit forming. And just like these people that try to avoid gaining weight, and when you listen to what I've got to say tonight, you're going to realize, if you take this as truth, and I hope that you do, we can supply you with the data here that we're researched this all week long, trying to bring you into focus so that you can become aware of the dangers of artificial sweeteners, especially aspartame. Anything that contains aspartame, sold under the brand name of NutraSweet, it's sweet poison. You're going to find that out. Shouldn't be consumed in your body. Now,
basically, did you notice? Friend Joseph Wells,
notice. Notice what the Father is going to do with those who will not heed the call. Well, here's what is laid up for you. If you cannot make good decisions of what goes in the tank, so to speak, then you can't expect good results to come out. Bad stuff in, bad stuff out. Now, we know that the Bible said nothing that goes in you. Now, this is sort of a deceit in Scripture, and I've always known that. But they take that, Christ said, well, it's not what goes in the body that defiles it, it's what comes out. Well, let's take, that's a half a truth without explaining what goes in. That means that what goes in should be a choice, and a right choice, if you will, because if something bad goes in, then something bad's coming out. Be not deceived, for Yahweh is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. I have learned that lesson the hard way. I'm suffering right now for some of the sins that I did a long time ago. I didn't drink enough water. I would substitute because I didn't like the water. I can't stand water with chlorine in it. When you're out in the city system, and I work for a company that had city water, of course, piped in and cooled down nice and cold, and you would be reluctantly forced to go get a drink. I would pass up the water fountain to go get me a Coke or something of that nature, a Pepsi. This was before diet products became very popular. Now, I had a daughter-in-law that got hooked on artificial diet Cokes. And when she heard this message that I'd done several years ago, she decided that that was her problem. All of the symptoms that I had presented, what is coming from these artificial sweeteners, she had all these symptoms. She had a craving for Diet Coke. She was actually hooked on them. She couldn't pass the machine up without getting her one to go, as they say, for the road. And so then, roughly 24% of the population in America, when they get on Diet Coke, there was virtually no change in the number of people that were overweight. That would be 24%, and it's up. This is old information. This is about 20 years old, so it would be worse now. Now, the number will double soon, if not now. I don't know about now, present. It's to double to 54.4%. Now, we know that all of America's youth mostly are overweight. And you'll see them with these weight reduction products, calorie intake, they count that. Well, if a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi, and we're just not jumping on Coke, all these people that use NutraSweet, and most of them do, but did you know that Coke reluctantly started using aspartame because their own research into the product was not good? But it was such a popular movement in the Diet Coke or Pepsi or the Diet Cola industry that they soon reluctantly got on board after they presented to the FDA their findings about aspartame, and the FDA disagreed with them. And they couldn't find, through their research, anything that was detrimental to one's drinking it, they said. Now, if you look at these alarming statistics and our blind acceptance of the most popular artificial sweeteners, aspartame equal by the spoonful, It plays a significant role in our current weight problems, and far from helping us lose weight, aspartame, listen to me, aspartame has been proven to increase appetite, especially the craving for sweets. Imagine diet products that help you pack on extra pounds, because you think if you drink a can of a Diet Cola that it will help you lose weight, when all along it gives you cravings for sweets and carbs. With aspartame's downside exposed here through tests, it doesn't end with weight gain. The sweetener is associated with multiple health problems. And now, aspartame has been linked to a wide variety of diseases. And since it came on the market in 1981, Mr. Rumsfeld worked for the company Monsanto. You heard about that company. And do you believe that they just recently sold the aspartame division of their company for quite a few million dollars? Just unloaded to a company abroad, I think it's in France. And they bought all of the patents and rights to aspartame. Now, 75% of the complaints reported in the FDA's adverse reaction monitoring system, the most common adverse reaction to aspartame are headaches. Even airline pilots are not allowed to drink a Pepsi or a Coke, Diet Coke. Dizziness, that's why. Attention deficit, increased disorders, memory loss, slurred speech, and vision problems. Now, the cluster of the symptoms has become so common that it is actually referred to as aspartame disease. Well, let me throw this in for you. Now, can you believe this? FDA is a oversight committee, if you will, to decide what goes in our food. What we take as vitamins and things of this nature. But just recently, the U.S. government has now called the disease that the soldiers caught and came home with, complaining with these symptoms I just attributed to you, headaches, dizziness, attention difficulty, memory loss, slurred speech, vision problems. Now the United States government has labeled aspartame as the cause of it. And yet they haven't asked the companies to quit using it. You see what I'm talking about? Your government don't really care about you. It's the money that they can make from the product and the under table that the FDA can receive by promoting the product. Now, it's no accident that brain tumors have increased almost twofold since 1975. Now remember, aspartame came on in 81. And then a huge jump. John W. Olney, MD of the Washington University Medical School in St. Louis, believes that there may be a link between the two. And in an article published in the Journal of Neuropathology and Experimental Neurology, he notes that animal studies reveal high levels of brain tumors in aspartame-fed rats. Oh, my. According to Dr. Only, recent findings show that aspartame has mutant genetic cancer-causing potential, and that the sharp rise in malignant brain tumors coincides with the increased use of aspartame. Serious seizures and vision loss somehow, could they be associated with the sweetener? The U.S. Navy and Air Force published articles in Navy Physiology and Flying Safety with this warning. Several researchers have found aspartame can increase the frequency of seizures or lower the stimulation necessary to induce them. This means a pilot who drinks a diet soda, and I just told you the major airlines have a ban on diet sodas before flight. Now, I don't know about whiskey. You may go into a bar and get you a whiskey before the flight, but they better not catch you with diet soda in your system. Pretty serious, huh? If you're not allowed to fly because of these symptoms, and several researchers have found aspartame can increase the frequency of the seizures or lower the stimulation necessary, again, to induce them. This means a pilot who drinks diet sodas is more susceptible to flicker into vertigo or to flicker-induced extraordinary brain activity to the negative, which is epileptic in nature seizures. It also means that all pilots are potential victims of sudden memory loss. How would you like to fly with that pilot? Dizziness during instrument flight, gradual loss of vision. Now, we hear a lot about MS, multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, and other mood disorders. This doctor, in his research, says, I have reviewed scores of documented causes of patients with symptoms so severe that they are mistakenly diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, or other mood disorders. When I examine these, after this mistakenly diagnosed procedure, I found that they all have the signs of the disease, but they quickly vanish after being restricted from consuming aspartame. Now, isn't that something? They quickly vanish. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you use diet in your diet, use these colors, and they contain aspartame or this artificial sweetener because you want to keep your body from getting fat. Remember, the bulk of evidence suggests that it only increases your appetite for sweets and carbs. Now, the FDA turned a deaf ear to repeated requests by scientists, physicians, and consumers as they begged them to review aspartame safety. Aspartame has spelled trouble from the get-go. The unique property of this chemical, which is 200 times sweeter than sugar, was accidentally discovered in 1965 by a chemist trying to develop an ulcer drug. Although the FDA rescinded its initial approval because of studies showing that it caused seizures and brain tumors in live animals, the agent eventually changed to the political end of the system and the monetary pressure, and in 1981 gave aspartame, now that's the year it came out. Boy, they did a lot of testing, didn't they? You think they care about you, ladies and gentlemen? You think they're trying to improve your quality and quantity of life? They stamped their approval on it in 1981, the same year it was discovered, and it's 200 times sweeter than sugar. and has all these side effects, including multiple cirrhosis, chronic fatigue, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, other mood swinging disorders. And the pilots, as I've already explained to you, they were banned from drinking diet soda before flight. I believe they have to be as much as 14 hours before they can consume a cola with aspartame in it before they can fly. Pilots have actually lost their jobs because they were hooked and couldn't give it up. And were tested and found it in the system, and they were actually barred. 1981, when they gave the aspartame the stamp of approval, in doing so, this bureaucracy overrode the 3-0 decision of the Public Board of Inquiry, which had reviewed the scientific data and had recommended delaying the approval pending further studies on the sweetener's link with brain cancer. Now, what about Alzheimer's? Have they found the reason? We've been told that it's, in antiperspirant, I know that they banned aluminum. Well, they didn't ban it, but the health company suggested that their product didn't have this in it, aluminum. And for a long time, people thought it was aluminum that were causing these problems. But they persisted and rather have grown, and Alzheimer's has increased. It's something that we're consuming, something that has not been condemned as unclean. You see, when they say, oh, this is good and you can go ahead and take this, this won't harm you. If it's not natural, you shouldn't even want to consume it. Did you know that foods that are good for you, that are made by the Creator and grow in the earth for man's food, it's hardly ever that you get, hooked on these foods. They're not habit forming. Although they're healthy, year after year, I know I was raised on beans and potatoes back here in the hills of East Tennessee, or taters and beans, as we call it. And I love taters and beans today, although I grew up, as long as I can ever remember sitting at the table, it was one of the items that was on the menu at our home. My mother would cook beans in a big open pot kettle on our pre-Civil War home. We had four big meat hanging hooks over the fireplace, hooks for the pots and the kettles, and my mother utilized that, and she cooked for 10, maybe 15 people a day or more. With the workers that we had on the farm, and it was always taters and beans, or beans and taters. For the bread, we had a corn bread. You people up north, if you've never heard of corn bread, well, it's one of the staple items on the southern dinner table. Slice you a big onion, get you some corn bread, and shovel those beans, that big, thick bowl of bean soup with the beans over your cornbread with that onion chopped up. Put you a little chow chow. I always liked it a little bit hot. And oh, what a good meal. Now I've ate that. I'm 70, going on 75. And as long as I can remember, I've never been addicted to beans. I don't wake up in the morning craving beans. And that's when you're hooked. Did you know that aspartame can upset brain chemistry? Now, when you understand a little bit about the chemistry of aspartame, you'll see why it can cause so many problems. It's comprised of two amino acids, aspartic acid and phenylalanine. Aspartic acid acts as an excitatory neutral transmitter or chemical messenger in the brain. It stimulates the neurons to fire. Now, problems can arise when aspartic acid is out of balance with inhibitory acid and amino acids that calm things back down to normal. Phenylalanine also easily enters the brain where it is transformed into neurotransmitters that can further interfere with normal brain function. Therefore, the test concluded this was developed in a lab, ladies and gentlemen, aspartame was, 1981, by Monsanto scientists with the former Secretary of Defense, who was over, Dick Cheney was also one of the head operating honchos, if you will, and these altered brain chemistries were probably responsible for the addictive nature of aspartame. Now, if you are hooked on it, you need to call me tonight. Or you need to do your own research, that would be better. Some patients that are trying to quit aspartame report that getting off of diet soda takes more willpower than giving up cigarettes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've given up cigarettes, and I'll tell you, quite frankly, that's one of the hardest things I ever done. And I prayed earnestly. I fasted earnestly for Yahweh to take them away from me. Now, I realized as I was praying that I had to have willpower. And so the battle was on. Yahweh helped me by showing me a vision one night. I was laying in the bed, and I saw a little green man. He looked like the planer's peanut guy. I was smoking cigarettes, cigars. I was chewing tobacco. I did that since I was a kid. Smoking a pipe. I mean, I had it so bad that I would light one and have one in my mouth, not realizing that, man, I was puffing. So I really had the habit of smoking cigarettes. If it takes more willpower to give up aspartame than it does cigarette smoking, I feel sorry and I pray for your deliverance from this extremely harmful to the optic nerve, which after ingestion of this methyl that breaks down after ingestion into methanol, it enters the nervous system and the toxicity, also known as free methyl alcohol or wood alcohol. Methanol is extremely harmful to this nerve, and it's a main ingredient in moonshine. Oh my heavens, that's another one of my weaknesses when I was a young boy. Getting off of moonshine. Of course, that was just peer pressure. I wanted to act big and tough and comb my hair like Elvis Presley and turn my collar up, and I was a cool cat. As long as I had a pint of moonshine in my belly and a cigarette hanging from my lips. They didn't have that pop back then. I'd probably been on that. It was notorious during the Prohibition for causing blindness. We're talking about this methanol, harmful to the optic nerve, which rapidly released into the bloodstream, it can cause blindness, which further metabolizes into other harmful components, including formaldehyde, a known neurotoxic and carcinogen, and formic acid, the poison in ant stings. Is it any wonder that many of the symptoms of aspartame disease are neurological and visual, drinking a diet soda or two? And I've had the pleasure of knowing those who informed me that it was a battle to give them up, who drank at least 4 or 5 cans or a liter of this powerful chemical rush, which produce these negative effects. And with this kind of questionable history, who would want to consume this artificial chemical, particularly when there are natural and healthy sweeteners available? Well, I'd gain a ton of weight. You're going to do it anyway. The Bible speaks of moderation. You know, if you find a good thing, just like water is a good thing. I've known people that had such a craving for water that they drunk enough water to kill them. So anything that's good, in moderation. Drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. Well, in the West, we don't drink wine. We drink beer. And when I was a young boy, we'd get us a six-pack and we'd act like we was King Kong, getting a couple of those under your belt. Then when you graduate to moonshine, you are King Kong. At least you think you are, till you get in the bar and start a fight and they beat the living tar out of you. And it's 2 weeks before you're ever seen on the scene again because your eyes are swelled up to where you're sweating out all these harmful toxics. One of the things that I believe that has kept the poor people, especially, have to work for a living, they can consume these things if they stay within reason, and then they sweat it out. Just like the cigarettes in the 40s, in the 30s, were not as harmful as they are in the 50s when the tobacco company had a bill pushed through Congress that only the tobacco companies could know what they put in the cigarette. They don't even have to tell the government. And they haven't since the 50s. Well, I've told you about wrestling with cigarettes. I think it's something that you ought to consider to quit. These habit things. But we're talking about a different dog here. It's the dog within you that wins the battle, whether it's the black dog or the white dog, and everybody's got one. You've got a dark side, you've got a light side. To do good, we're slow. To do evil, we're quick. I went through that rebellious age, like I've been telling you, about smoking cigarettes, trying to look big. I didn't realize it would harm my body. I didn't realize that till 1962 and 63 when I had my battle and when I gave up cigarettes. I've never smoked another cigarette. Believe it or not. Once I quit, Yahweh gave me enough grace and mercy that I would never, ever want to take up the habit again. And I've never and took up that habit. Praise Yahweh. Now, You can't trade one bad habit for another. If you switch to sugar-laden drinks and sweets, you're not helping yourself. You want to avoid most bottled or canned sodas. You want to avoid the teas and the juices. Now, if they contain artificial sweetener, your beverage of choice should be water. Take my advice. I have a tumor right now that I'm wrestling with on my left kidney. It's been there for several years because of my choices of beverages. Now, if it had been aspartame, I'd probably already been dead. I was married to a wife that smoked as many cigarettes as I did. Her cigarette of choice was Salem Cools. And these are loaded. We didn't know this at the time. But when the doctor, you know, they'll give you the facts when they come out of the operating room and you've got lung cancer. He told me that she had smoked. He wanted to know what kinds of cigarettes that she had smoked. And he said, before you answer, could I suggest what she smoked? And I said, okay. What she smoked? She said she smoked Cools or something with menthol in the package. I said, you're 100% right. She smoked Salem cigarettes. He said she's got 5 years at the most. She lived 5 years to the day he pronounced her to live. She died after going through painful chemotherapy. And bless her heart, she suffered until her lungs were really, literally coughed up out of her body. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that will make you quit. I'd quit before that. I tried to get her to quit with me, and she couldn't find the courage or the faith to quit. I quit, and I believe, honestly, that I saved my life. Yahweh extended my life through quitting smoking, if you will. And I quit. And then I started to get into healthy food. I did a lot of fasting at that day, going through the 60s and the 70s. I fasted quite a bit. And I wanted to know just exactly what was making me crave the foods that I craved. You know, everybody likes chocolate. Everybody likes sweets. And right now, I'm suffering with an illness diagnosed, I've never accepted it, as sugar diabetes. I have all the symptoms, but I refuse to admit that I've got this evil disease because I will not accept it into my body. I fight it daily. I do not take any type of medication for it. I fight it. I'd probably be better off if I took some. But I've read a little bit about the medication that they give you when you've got diabetes. Now, there's a popular drug on the market, and a lot of people are put on type 2. That's what I am, type 2. I don't have to take insulin. But I'm told that if I don't change my eating habits, I could. Well, my eating habits are still beans and potatoes. Well, those are high carbs. I'm not supposed to eat beans of any type, I've been told, in school. I actually went to a school that was sponsored by the United States government. And I was told how to eat. I learned quite a bit. Not that it helped me that much, but I did learn quite a bit about how to avoid foods that could cause you, or myself in this case, problems. And I did quit the foods that, or I tried to slow down on some of the foods. Coffee was one of my biggest problems. And when I fasted, I never drank coffee, but I soon developed a habit by drinking coffee after I fasted, because it seemed like it would pick me up and give me energy and things of this nature. So beware of what you put in your body for your health's sake. Remember, Yahweh wants you healthy. If you can't take his advice, remember Daniel and the boys ate their own meals? They wouldn't eat the king's menu. Well, you know why? Because they had something in their heart and mind that kept them healthy. And the king recognized the countenance on these healthy subjects that wouldn't eat his diet. I don't know where he went into an investigation, probably did. Most governments will have to form a committee to examine what you know, that what works for you. Not that they'll take your advice, but probably Daniel knew something that a lot of people today have forgotten. Now, I know that for breakfast, oatmeal is supposed to lower your cholesterol, and it's good for diabetes. It's supposed to help the diabetes. And so I've been on a 2 or 3 year adventure through my morning meal as oatmeal. But did you know that methanol in alcoholic beverages and methanol in fruits is by natural substance in the fruits? Basically, alcoholic beverages are known to have a protective flavor that's through a natural process, ethanol. Well, you believe that fruits have got ethanol in it? It prevents the conversion of absorbed methanol. Ethanol prevents the deadly methanol. Ethanol prevents methanol from turning into formaldehyde. Now, I don't know where you saw this or not, but just the other night on World News, this moose had got into some fermented apples. And that moose passed out hanging in the tree. He ate until he had passed plumb out. And they had to get the wildlife authorities over there to load him in because he was passed plumb out. And that was because there wasn't a protective factor because of the fermenting of the methanol, which is basically protected by ethanol. It prevents the conversion of absorbed methanol to formaldehyde. You know what formaldehyde will do in a product. A lot of people are allergic to it. It's deadly. It'll kill you. And we've been taken by this crafty food industry. And I talked to you about D3. I want to talk a little bit, just in a moment, about what I meant. Because D3 has now become one of the most popular issued and supported drugs from the medical profession. Well, it's not bad if you take it in minute parts. It, too, was developed in a test tube. And it's a chemical that is now used in rat poison, of all things. Now, the same D3 that you take before benefits, just here a while back, we had the death toll of a lot of pets because we started buying at Walmart and these other places where it was available. We started buying unsupervised companies in China making cheap pet food. It's a big industry. Billions of dollars. A lot of pets. And what they did, they was not monitoring properly the amount of D3 that they were putting into the product. And thousands of pets died as a result of it. It was actually pulled off the shelf. The main culprit was D3. It's put in D3, rodent. Let's see what some of the names are. Vitamin, Quintox, mouse and rat bait, Tomcat. You ever use any of that? DrDog.com has issued for those owners of pets to beware of how much of D3 that you buy and put into your dog food or into the body of your dog. Now, we have been told that in minute instances of ingesting D3 chemical, and let me give you the chemical. Now, if this is a hard word to pronounce, but I'd like to give you this word if I can find it here. Remember the killing with the herbicides and pesticides, killing off the honeybee population? D3 is one of the ingredients in these herbicides that forms an extract yeast, automatized yeast extract known as MSG, you've heard about that, as well as aspartame. And so these products, sometimes these companies are not careful enough, and let me spell the chemical that's in D3 that I'm warning you about. Now, D3 is okay in minute portions. It can cause excessive bleeding in the kidneys. And other places. The word is C-H-O-L. C-H-O-L-E-C-A-L-C-I-F-E-R-O-L. Soliprofol is the way I pronounce it. May not be right. It's a hard word to pronounce. Let me spell it for you again. Maybe you didn't have a pencil. You'd like to check it out. C-H-O-L-E-C-A-L-C-I-F-E-R-O-L. Or vitamin D3. Developed in a test tube. This vitamin supplement being offered to the public now and pushed happens to be the deadly ingredient in health food or in products. I'll mention one that you would readily recognize. There's plenty, but I'll just mention one. Milk. Now remember, they put this in rat poison. It causes the kidneys to bleed in the rodents and kills them. So be careful when you take D3. I don't know whether there's a warning on it or not. I've been taking D3 myself because it's a popular vitamin that's now being pushed by the doctors. It's in rat poison. It's found in a host of numerous food products offered on your local grocery store shelf, such as milk, yogurt, Yoplait. Yoplait yogurt has D3. Now, if you was to happen to get on a tangent and desire to eat several cups of Yoplait or yogurt, or maybe cheese or cereals, or even in frozen dinners. It's very shocking. Not that it's going to kill you in minute parts. arsenic won't kill you in very minute parts until it builds up in your system, and it will kill you. That's why some people have gotten away with using arsenic. Well, what about our water supply? What do they put in the water supply? Chlorine? And what do they put in the dental cream? Fluoride? Fluoride is a nuclear by-waste from the very beginning. Wise up. We are like little rats in a lab of these smart people, whatever they put on the market, and get these beautiful people to advertise like Marlboro Man, standing tall in the saddle, rides in and rides out in the sunset with the girl hanging on his saddle. That's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're victims of the fancy systems that are maybe designed. This is like these young girls. They want to be models. You got to be slim, starved to death. Did you know a lot of models wind up with problems that they never had by trying to drink Diet Coke to stay trimmed? And they mentally break down, have all kinds of physical problems and mental as well. This is why we buy into this stuff. Only eat and drink natural. If you need vitamins, eat the right foods and you'll get it. Don't drink milk that has been doctored with all this stuff. Because I don't want to start on milk because, you know, it's awful what they put in milk. You say, well, my milk company is better than that. Everywhere I go, they got a good milk company. And every time you read the labels, it's all got the same stuff in it. Even some that they don't tell you about. So if you're going to drink milk, get you a cow and drink it from the cow. You don't want it pasteurized. I'll tell you an example. If you take a calf and pull her from her mother and fix a bottle where the calf can suck the bottle, take it off its mother's milk and give it pasteurized milk, it'll die. All of the nutrients and the value of the food has been stripped out. Just like the wheat. They strip the good stuff, the wheat germ. You don't buy that. That's the good part. The Ezekiel bread. Ezekiel 4:9. Have you ever read that? How that they did the spelt bread and the grain that they used? It's now a popular item in the health food store. They have to keep it frozen. So you don't get any fresh bread. Hardly ever. It's all frozen. And who knows what it's going to do in a state of frozen. They didn't have the ability to freeze it back then. But things have changed. I hope you haven't. I hope you stay healthy. I do pray for you that you will endure with the sound doctrine. Keep yourself unspotted from this world. Watch what you put into your body. And be healthy. Because, like I say, a sick person cannot serve Yahweh. Well, my time has come and gone here. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. He's a health enthusiast himself. He has all this information that I've talked to you tonight. He knows it well. Dr. Gary, call him up. 1-877-289-7439. He's my sole sponsor here on Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen, WWCR 4840. I'll be back here next Saturday night on 5890 WWCR. Now, we're looking to get on the same station. We've made a request to go on 4840 two nights a week, and maybe we'll go three when we get on here and build ourselves back up with a little more airtime so that you can hear Pastor Buddy around the world on 4840. If you can't pick me up on 5890, wait for me on Sunday night on WWCR 4840. We go east with this station, 4840. We go west somewhat with 5890. Now, a lot of people, we've got reports as far away as Arizona and Dallas, Texas, and thereabout, that we come in pretty good on the central time zone down there. We're on at 11 o'clock on Saturday night, WWCR 5890. That'll be 10 central Eastern time. 10 o'clock the central. So, if you can't get me on 5890 on Saturday night, tune in 4840 on Sunday night at 9 o'clock. We're in prime time here in East. Prime time. Don't miss a program. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got something that you would like to write Pastor Buddy about, you can do that by writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Now, that's out of Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. If you'd like to go to our website, you can get some of this information. Or I've been talking about tonight, posted there, on oneyahweh.com. www, the World Wide Web. We have a website, oneyahweh.com. That website is maintained very, very religiously, if you will, praise Yahweh, by Brother Bob. He takes his work seriously. He does it well. And he's got it up to date. This message will be posted for you tomorrow if he gets a good clean copy off of WWCR 4840 tonight. It'll be up sometime tomorrow. And you can listen to this again. If you'd like to listen to it with a hard disk, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, out of Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Good night, folks. I love you.